We lie to ourselves. We don't tell ourselves the way things really are. And when we do that, then we can't fix our problems.
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why, and my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knockdown. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it like it's clear to you, like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
Have you ever thought about something you wanted to do, and you talk yourself out of it? The goals that you right now have, the things that you have envisioned for yourself, this is a reflection. What you've done thus far and what you are engaged in doing is what's possible for you right now. But there's even more. You don't even know what's in the future. It's possible. I can do this. I can make this happen. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. I think it's time to revisit and look at your goals and dreams, and let's raise the bar.
You have to stop rationalizing, stop making excuses, stop telling yourself little watered down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth so that you can get where you want to go. You can be who you want to be. You can be who you should be when you do what you know you should do, when you pay attention to the little things, when you implement discipline, true and unflinching and unmitigated discipline in your life, when you stop trying to find a sweatless solution, when you look for weaknesses to work on, when you allow no easy excuses. And all that starts when you stop lying to yourself.
Through all the things I've gone through in my life, I had a lot of downs. How did I keep the faith? There was a couple of reasons. Number one, I know from living that if you quit whatever you're trying to accomplish, if you quit whatever you were trying to accomplish, can never happen. There's not even a remote possibility. If you quit, there is no chance of it popping back up again, coming back later. Quitting is guaranteed failure. Now, when you're trying, you're going to fail. But quitting, just stopping, that was the number one thing I understood. And then number two, you have to make sure that your dreams, your aspirations and goals are so big that not accomplishing them is not an option.
What is commitment? Commitment is the salesman who says, look here, I'm going to make $1,000 today and I'm not going home. You can turn the lights out. The janitors could be here running the vacuum cleaner. I'm not leaving here till I do it. I used to be a door-to-door salesman. I had X number of TVs. I had a minimum amount that I knew I had to sell every day in order to provide for my mother, who was ill at the time, who had lost her job at the M&M cafeteria because of arthritis. And I said, I'm going to go door to door. And sometimes I would not come home until 1 o'clock at night, knocking on people's door, people closing What do you want? Would you like to buy a nice working month's television set, no money down? No! What about an Emerson TV? No! Thank you very much. Do you know anybody else that would be interested? No! Thank you very kindly. Knock on another. Hello? Would you like to buy a nice working television set, no money down? No! Get away from our door. Thank you very kindly. Do you know anybody else would be? Yeah, my cousin. He lives two doors down. Thank you very kindly. I tell him you sent me. When I hey, your cousin told me that you wanted to buy a television set, told me to come in and talk to you. We got a special discount for you. Yes, come in. I'm interested. I would just keep right on. I would not go home until I did. It's an interesting thing, ladies and gentlemen, that when we put ourselves in a situation where we say we're going to do it, it puts you in another zone where the universe responds to you. When you have that kind of consciousness, see, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment.
You do not reap a harvest in the fall because we need it. We reap a harvest in the fall because we deserve it. Not necessarily from a moral standpoint. Of course, there are some moral laws as well, spiritual and moral laws. But just the basic laws that simply say, if you wish to reap, you must plant. So jot this down. Reaping is reserved for the planters. And the reason they reap is because they deserve it. They're the planters. They deserve to reap. Interesting Bible phrase that says, if you keep knocking, you'll find open doors. Good phrase to jot down. If you keep knocking, you'll find open doors. Doors of opportunity. Doors of a chance to meet someone. Doors open for association. Doors open to find someone special. Doors open to find a unique business colleague. If you keep knocking, doors of opportunity are open to those who continually knock. So we don't find open doors of opportunity because we need them. Only those who knock deserve to find an open.
Everybody experiences extreme stress at some point in their life. I don't care who we are. Something happens outside our control and it hits our life and it knocks us on our tail. It might be a health stress. It could be something with your family. It could be economic, career. It could be something emotional that happens, biochemical. There's so many things. It could be an environmental situation that had nothing to do with you. Every one of us in our lifetime are experiencing extreme stress, and these days, because of the economy and the way we respond to it, the majority of people are experiencing some form of extreme stress, at least according to polls. Stress doesn't come from the facts. Stress comes from the meaning that we give the facts. Yes, those things have happened. But the real question is, if we fight what's happened, we've got a problem. We've got to decide, what are we going to do with what's happened in our life? How are we going to take this? How are we going to mold this? How are we going to turn our life around? Because when you come up with a new meaning, you get a new life. So what are we going to do in this session? Well, in this session, we're going to take a look at something from a different perspective. We're going to ask you this question. What is the single force that controls the quality of your life? If there was one gift our Creator has given us, or the universe, whatever you believe, what is it? What is the one power that you have right now in this moment that can change everything? You have it. I have it. We all have it. This one singular individual power that can change anything in our life, regardless of what's happened to us. And I know you know the answer. The answer is the power of choice. The one thing we have in this world is we can't control the events, but we can choose what to focus on, we can choose what things mean, and we can choose what to do. Those three choices, those three decisions really control our life. It's not so much the conditions of our life that control our destiny as much as the decisions of our life. Try for a second to think about something. Think about your life. And just think about, are there a few decisions, if I were to ask you two decisions you made in life, you know that if you would have made a different decision, you would have had a totally different life. I mean, it may be a life may have been better, it may have been worse, I don't know, but you would have a different life. I'm not asking you to buy into the fact that you should have known the answers. I'm just want you to see the power of a decision, or of a decision, or of a decision, or of a decision.
Michael Jordan said in one of his interviews, when they said, you are unbelievable, you're the greatest basketball player of all times. And he says, well, you just mentioned the successes. But he says, for me to become the greatest basketball player, I missed 9,000 shots.
Do one thing each day that scares you.
And that's not the same as the zero that you assume that you're starting with, right? Because to not make a decision, it also has a cost. And sometimes the cost of not making a decision is far worse than the cost of making a decision, even if the decision is risky.
And I start thinking about my own life and how much time I had left to do the things that I would like to do. And at that time, I wasn't sure what my life purpose was, what my life's work was.
When a door gets shut, all you gotta do is walk up the hall. It's more doors.
And let me tell you about some of the other enemies we face, enemies on the inside. One of the enemies that you've got to destroy before it destroys you is indifference. What a tragic disease, drifting away from your ambitions.
How about no, not just because a higher good would be obtained if I avoided it, but because a terrible catastrophe would be averted if I didn't. And so, well, so you want to get your fear behind you, right? You want to get it behind you where it's pushing you forward instead of in front of you where it's stopping you.
We are just one little molecule that is added to the equation. But you are the ones that is making it big.
So you gotta say, okay, what's the price if I just stay doing this? What's the price? What I need to really get scared if I learn all this and I don't fall through. And then that fear will get you over your fear. It'll push you through. Turn fear on itself.
I live by that. Like, I let myself sort of feel the pain and the difficulty of being not where I want to be in whatever that area, whether it's my spirituality, my relationships, my money. I let myself feel that pain because, as you know, there's two motivators, right? There's the gaining of pleasure, right? Wanting to go get something, chasing the dream. But then there's the avoidance of pain.
But you can't let doubt take over. Doubt the past and doubt the future and doubt each other and doubt the government and doubt the possibilities and doubt the opportunities.
I just want to, for a moment, I want us to be okay talking about fear. Because when we talk about it, we can disseminate it, we can minimize it into the nothingness that it always was. But first, we have to be willing to step into it.